You know what that music means. It's time for Rick Limpert of Wireless Wednesday, the experience and sports radio 92.9 The Game. Of course, Rick Limpert, Atlanta-based writer who covers sports and technology both locally and nationally. You can find Rick's work on Yahoo.com, Examiner.com, CBS Atlanta, Everything Georgia. You can also follow Rick on at Rick Roswell and his website, RickLimpert.info, will have links to everything that we talk about in this latest installment, Wireless Wednesday. What's going on, bud?
It's just working and moving and typical stuff when you're moving into a new house.
Hey, before we get to what we're going to talk about for our topic this morning, I just want to touch with you really quick again on a guy that you had a chance to meet and interview at the beginning of the year before he won the Masters and before he had the U.S. Open handed to him on a silver platter by Dustin Johnson. You may not feel that way, but Jordan Spieth, it's amazing. Here's a guy, I don't want to say he came out of nowhere, Rick, but here's a guy that's got an opportunity now to do something that not even Tiger Woods did, wins the first two legs of the Grand Slam. He's going to go to the British Open next month with a shot to make it three of the four.
Have really a chance to win the Grand Slam. But these next two courses actually kind of play into his game a little bit. So, yeah, Jordan Spieth is a great story. I actually interviewed him about some Under Armour pieces I was doing as well as about him and how he's involved with the Under Armour and designing the clothes he wears. And Under Armour's really hot on the tail of Nike when it comes to golf. So just a great kid to talk with.
Yeah, Under Armour overall, and I love Under Armour, and you talk about now the combination of both Jordan Spieth and Steph Curry. Right now, they've got the world on a string, at least in the regards to sporting goods around this country. All right, let's get to some of the top tech stories of the week. And I guess first of all, Rick, you had the E3 wrapping up in Los Angeles, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, the biggest video game convention that's held each and every year. How are you not at that?
Yeah, I don't do a lot of video game stuff, Mitch, but I know your listeners, because I hear from some of your listeners, you guys, they're very into video games, and this was probably the biggest E3 convention in history. So video games are alive, they're strong, it's a huge industry, bigger than Hollywood. The video game industry is bigger than the motion picture industry.
Is it so, really?
Yeah, believe it or not. So it's huge. It's a bunch of new games coming out. Nintendo has a new system that'll be coming out. Xbox, of course, and Microsoft's always involved in it as well. So just a big conference, and people should just Google if they're interested in what happened at E3. Just Google, and there's lots of stories about it.
And things like that, software as opposed to, I guess, what do you call it, the hardware as far as the consoles?
Consoles and improving them a little bit. So there's not going to be any radical new ones, but games and you know, games that look so realistic, they're incredible. So yeah, it's the video game industry is huge.
Rick Limpert, Wireless Wednesday with us here on the Experience in Sports Radio. The top tech stories of this past week. You know, back in the days when you and I were going to school and you had a lunch program, totally different than what's going on now in regards to that, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I first started in school, we had a little punch card. It had five numbers on it, and they would punch off a number when you got your school lunch. And now our school district in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area, they're providing scans for thumbprints that kids will put when they get their school lunch. So they're the first district that's really trying this, and I guess that's so they can keep track of who's getting lunches, who isn't. There's nothing better you can use than thumbprints for tracking individuals.
You know, for me, Mom would give me money, and I would spend my money on baseball cards instead of lunch.
That does not surprise me, Mitch.
And when I finally shared that with her a couple of weeks ago, she was not too happy. We're talking 50 years later, but Mom was not too happy about me spending my money on baseball cards back in the day. And hey, she ended up throwing away my cards when I was in college. Who knows what I had there? I had some good ones, I know. Hey, also, this generation, the millennials, if we shall, they live in such a complex world, but yet such an easy world. But they also live in a disposable world. And when it comes to our gadgets, as opposed to what maybe, you know, generations before this one was able to fix things, kids don't know how to do those things anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of why we have disposable gadgets now, and cell phones or smartphones are only going to last a couple of years because people can't fix them and upgrade them themselves. This is a big problem with people under the age of 40. They just want things to work. They have no idea what to do when things go wrong, but that's good for customer service people and tech people like me that there'll always be a need for us to write about things and to answer questions. So the older generation, they're better at fixing things. So how are you at fixing things, Mitch?
It depends on what I have to fix. I mean, I'm not that bad. It just, you know, technology, as far as electronical things, no, I'm not good at electronics. Stuff around the house, not too bad as long as it's not too major of a fix.
Okay.
What about you?
I can't fix much of anything.
Brilliant. So Lindsay's the one who does it then.
Yeah, she's probably better than that than I, even though I'm a quote unquote tech person.
You so outpunted your coverage with that woman. It's not even funny. Hey, Rick. You know, when we talk about technology and music, certainly. I mean, me. You know, I've got several thousand songs on my phone and Apple. Has been challenged by one of the biggest music stars when it comes to streaming, and she won. Tell us about that.
This has been a big story. Many people can take on Apple and win. Taylor Swift did. Apple, of course, their Apple Music system, and they announced that they were going to give people a free 3-month trial period, and they weren't going to pay them for letting them for the music. So it's still going to be free for consumers for 3 months, and Apple's going to pay the musicians. So thanks to Taylor Swift's protest.
So this was any and all music, not just Taylor Swift's.
Yeah, any and all these writers are going to get their royalties from Apple Music for those 3 months, even though it's free for consumers before the $9.99 monthly subscription fee takes hold.
Mitch Evans Experience here on Spiradio 92.9 The Game, Wireless Wednesday with our buddy Rick Lipper here, and he got something that's just special. I don't even know what it is. On my rundown, it just says, just for Mitch.
Yep, just for Mitch. Special little deal here, Mitch. You have a cat, you love Lily, and a study published in the journal Computers and Human Behavior says that watching video cats on the internet may be good for your health because it relaxes you and kind of soothes and calms you. So maybe that applies also just to watching your cat in person. That kind of is good for our health.
She's the best for me. I mean, you know, we talk about a stress reliever. Just be able to get Lily to come hang out and pet her and listen to her purr. Very relaxing. And, I mean, as I've said before, I could come home from work at, 3:30 in the morning. And who's waiting for me when I come in the door? No one else but Lil.
Yep, she's waiting for you, and that makes you feel good, I'm sure. So that actually is probably good for our health.
Well, I mean, I would have to say probably not just cats. I mean, how do you feel about Pearl? Is Pearl sitting for you when you come in the door? Your dog?
Yeah, she'll be sitting here. She'll be sitting here waiting for you.
And now, Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. App of the Week.
All right, let's do it. Time for the App of the Week. What do we got this time around, Rick?
Yep, we talk about these from time to time, these diet and nutrition apps, Mitch. This one's called Eat This Much, and it's pretty good because once you set it up, you don't have to do much with it. It will put out goals for you and tell you your budget into account. There's a free version, and a version really does a lot for you. It generates meal plans and recipes. Free for your Apple device. It's worth a look